Welcome to another new episode of the Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well and doing good wherever you are. So I looked at my kitchen cupboards and my fridge and freezer, and I have realized that I have food in there that should have been eaten by now. And I have weird things like adduki beans, which I bought from Sainsbury's through Kipson's because I got excited seeing them. I don't know why I bought them. I also have potato waffles in the freezer, and that's a nostalgic thing because my mum used to buy them for us to eat before we went swimming. I have weird things in the cupboard. I have pasta as well because friends dumped them on me when they left the country. So I have pasta to finish as well, which I'm trying really hard to finish. But I just have stuff and I'm like, I need to get rid of it. So I decided to create the pantry challenge. And I thought, hey, let's share it with you guys and you do it with me so that we do it together. So we're doing the pantry clear up challenge. And yeah, we're going to clear up. We're going to declutter. We're going to eat. We're going to get rid of the food that we don't need. So here is how the challenge will work. First, do a mini declutter or a full declutter session on your kitchen food items. Throw away anything that's out of date or that you will definitely not eat. So, you know, those random bags of pasta you bought 5 years ago from Italy, which are weird colors, or hot sauces that are too hot for even you that you bought from Expo, just or any random foods or tin food, you know, get rid of them. If they haven't gone off, if the sell-by date has not gone, you know, donate them, give them to food banks or donate them to camps, you know, wherever you can donate them, give them away. If there's rice that you've bought and you don't eat the rice, give it to, you know, like if you have a security guard downstairs in the villa community you live or a food bank, you know, just give them away. If it has gone off, then you have to throw it away, unfortunately. Clean the cupboards and then put the food that you want to keep back into those cupboards. And then you need to use up the food that you have. So I have to try and use up adduki beans as quickly as possible and pasta, tin peaches, various random freezer items. I have to finish them and you do too. So if you've got random food in the cupboards, tell me what they are and show them, like, you know, do an Instagram post and say, this is what I've got, Shalina. And yeah, we're going to use them up. We're going to make dishes. We're going to Google how to use things like adduki beans, which I keep on talking about. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong as well. But anyway, we're going to use them up. And you're only going to buy essential items during this time. So milk, vegetables, fruit when needed, and only buy in small quantities. So only buy that you can use it in the next few days. You don't want to buy in bulk, you know. So that's the key thing as well. I don't want you to buy in bulk, which will then negate the whole of this, because we want to clear up as much of the cupboards and the fridge and freezer as much as possible in the next few weeks. So do not buy anything unless you really need it. So if you do run out of biscuits for your tea or coffee, then okay, buy some more biscuits because they're essential. And I will be buying biscuits as well as cat food because they need their various types of cat food to sustain and irritate me. So I love my cats dearly, but yes, so that's what I'll be buying from the supermarket mostly. As it's a challenge, let's do it for a month and see how it goes. The cupboard should become less cluttered and more barren. You'll realize what items you enjoy eating and what were a waste of taste and space. Of course, items such as pasta and rice won't get finished in a month, but you'll start decreasing the amount of food in your cupboards and in your jars. And the key is not to buy more and especially not to buy in bulk. And by decluttering and eating the food that you have left, you can see how much you spend on food that gets wasted and also how long it takes to get through the items. So let me know how you do. I'll be putting updates on my challenge on my social media. So follow me at DECLUTTRME to see how I do and to share your updates as well. If you don't want to miss the next weekly episode, follow me on whatever your favorite podcast player is. And also you can follow me on YouTube and press subscribe as well. And you can click on a button to get the notifications as soon as a new episode is out. So let me know how you do during the week with your pantry challenge and during the month as well. And I'll let you know. And yeah, I'll keep you updated. I'll speak to you next week. Take care. Bye.